It's Thursday.
Woo-hoo.
We are back. The wonderful cast of Naturally Unbothered. We are here. We are
hey,
here. Hey. We are here. I'm Shari.
Hey.
I'm Shari.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Ebony.
And y'all know who I'm is. I'm I am Big Dick Cheney.
Hey, Thang Thang, how you doing, Thang Thang?
Ching-a-ling, ching-a-ling.
Ching-a-ling, Thang Thang.
This is Dick Cheney. This is Dick, I like Dick Cheney on your ones and twos. Big Dick Cheney on your ones and twos. Like, you know. Yeah. Cool me down on a petty style.
All right now, Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang on the Renny Kai Scimitar.
All that shit like that.
Anyway, how's everybody doing this evening?
I'm awesome. Lovely.
Good. Hope y'all have
glad to be back with the crew.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all had a great, progressive, productive week. Okay, whatever. Well, I won't ask y'all about y'all damn week. How's your fucking sex life? So I ain't gonna ask you about your week. Fuck it, it's a sex podcast. Ebony, have you had sex this week?
I have not had sex this week, but I will have sex in the morning.
All Ebony, right. Wait a minute, hold up. You're not getting, you haven't been fucked in 7 days? What's going on?
She said this week.
That's what, 7 days, bitch. A week is 7 days.
Ebony, you're married. You should have more than any of us.
Yeah, you are married. You are
husband,
married woman. You should roll over and just fall on the dick.
What's
I don't
going
understand.
On?
You are true. That is probably fact. I probably should.
Is his dick not tired. Working?
Oh.
That is not working. I mean, he's not a 2 minute brother.
Lisa, get the towels. The blood is.
I've been working a lot.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Lisa, have you had sex this week?
Womp, womp, womp.
Lisa, wait a minute. Lisa, hold up, Lisa. When the last time you had some dick, Lisa?
Okay, it's been 6 months.
Six months?
Working into 7 months, yes.
Oh, no, honey.
We're going to get us some dick before the new year, Julian.
I'm working on it.
Yes.
Lisa, you in Savannah? You live in Savannah?
We're going to get us some dick. Julian, we're going to get us some dick for new year. We're going to get us some dick.
I got an uncle I can send your way. Uncle?
Up right
quick. Make you squirt.
Why don't you think she want uncles?
What you mean? What's your
next subject, Julian. Julian, have you had sex this week?
Julian.
Yes, ma'am.
Julian.
I had some good coochie 2 nights ago. Ow.
Good.
Damn.
You had coochie or you had vagina? Coochie is low level.
Good. I know. Coochie is not good low level to me. Coochie, good coochie gets bills paid. Mm-hmm. Good coochie. That's a good coochie. That's y'all with that, oh, my vagina is filet mignon and Alaskan king crab.
First of all we've never compared our vaginas to any land animal or meat that is placed on a table. Never.
Exactly.
You have. Because what we sit Body on over here, cool. What we sit on over there and over there, it has nothing to do with anything that can be cut with a knife, okay?
Okay.
This top quality up over here, okay?
I forgot top quality. Y'all got
we
top
the
quality.
Shit, we the shit that you have to go get the owner to get the key to unlock this shit, okay? Keep that
not
in
that
mind.
That bottom shelf shit you used to.
Yes. Not that gutter
I'm
trash.
Sorry, baby. I'm sorry, baby. I don't fucking. I don't.
Them
I,
up the block
what?
Bitches.
Let's just get off of. Let's
well,
just
then someone asked me the question. Then that's how you change the subject. Ask me.
When's the last time you had sex, whore?
3 days ago, bitch. 3 days ago.
Hold on, wait a minute. I had me some real good marathon, motherfucking
don't get out of bed for 24 hours type of shit.
So, Shari, who you was fucking 3 days ago, Shari? Hello,
the vagina is still throbbing because she still feels it.
What? What?
You know where y'all are.
That's the good stuff.
A bitch almost got a boyfriend if he keep playing like this. He gonna make this gonna be my first person I put dickized on, bitch. Hey. What?
That's what I'm talking about.
Shari, you moving too fast. You need to slow the fuck down.
Says the man who got a girlfriend in 24 hours.
Shari, you heard what I said. You're moving too fast. You need to slow the fuck down.
Right.
Yes. Slow down, Shari. What's good for the goose? I'm the gander.
we'll talk about that another day.
You live in large.
I'm just saying, somebody might be booed up before New Year's. That's all I'm saying.
You need to run that by the. We need to have a conversation before that happens.
So you got to run by the team before she decides.
Because we know. Wait a minute now,
because you surprised.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa, handle my lightweight.
You said you were booed up.
Listen, don't worry about what the fuck I be doing.
Excuse me, Julian. Pussy run this show, bitch. Pussy.
Don't you ever forget it.
Listen, I told
three
y'all
three pussies, heifers. One thing. You ain't got no rank.
I told y'all heifers, this is David Ruffin's and the Temptations.
Well, then, bitch, I must be David Ruffin. And you the thing.
Oh, okay. Anyway, moving on.
Authority rules, Julian. Three pussies on the same thing.
What beverages do you have in your hand?
You're more like Eddie Kane in this motherfucker. You know how fast they got his ass up out of there.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You will be replaced with glass, nigga.
Hold on. Ebony.
I'm sorry, baby. You have to have
at least bust a nut in the past 40 hours for you to even have a conversation with me. So let's move along, please. Thank you.
Whatever.
Julian be
putting
tickets. Ew.
Let's move along now. Y'all don't want me to. I'm trying to move along. Y'all keep fucking with me.
We coming out on Julian. Y'all better not bring out Julian. Don't bring Julian in now.
Because when you come for me,
don't come for me unless I twirl for your ass. Did nobody ask you to say nothing?
She said twirl.
Don't come.
And you ain't even had sex in the last 40 hours. You said you were 72 hours before.
That's what the show is all about, Julian.
Listen, I'm going to give you an out. Don't come for me.
So guys, let's play a game. Let's change the dynamic. Let's play a game.
Shang-a-lang, dang-a-lang.
We haven't played Pick a Side in a minute. So let's pick a side. If you don't know the rules to this game, just listen closely. The rules to this game is basically you either for the shit or you are against the shit. There's no in-between, bitches. You got a yes, a no, and an explanation. There's no maybe so. You picking one side.
Yeah, I heard you.
All right. Let's go. If a woman is raped and becomes pregnant and keeps the child, should her rapist have parental rights to the child after he serves his time?
I say no.
Why you say no? Why you say no? Let Lisa give her statement.
I say no because once he serves his time, he's still going to be listed as a sex offender. So, and I wouldn't want him helping me raise my child. I wouldn't want him to be a part of my child's life.
But he's the child's father. He has rights.
No fucking rights.
He's the child's father, but his conduct and his behavior, no.
Okay. Ebony?
He's just the father. He's just a donor. He's a donor.
I say absolutely not. He should not have any rights. For one, he raped her. Second, so he gets to continue to violate her by being a part of her life. She's got to see and be a part of her rapist life for the rest of her life. And thirdly, like, having a child, like, she chose to give that child life. So, and that was her choice. But she also has to choose to protect her child.
Correct.
So, no.
All right, Julian.
And the thing is that every time, I'm sorry, Julian, every time she sees him, that is a constant reminder of how he impacted her life in a negative way.
Yeah, and just kind of, like, having a child, it's already hard to, I don't even know how she could love, I mean, not love the child, because you love it with no question, unconditionally, but having to look at the child and know, like, and then having that other dimension of the father being in there, of the rapist, not even the father, the rapist being a part of the life, that shit is crazy. No, absolutely not.
Julian?
No.
Oh, you
know. That's a very. I need you to ask that question one more time so I can get a full understanding of what you're saying.
If a woman is
raped, was raped.
Wait,
Shari. Shari, can you ask?
Okay, I got it. If a woman is raped and becomes pregnant and keeps the child, should her rapist have parental rights to that child after he serves his time?
This is a very, that puts me in a, I'm going to have a quagmire.
I'm going to share after Julian finishes.
Wait, I got to answer first. Bang, let me play.
On one hand, you did say after he served his time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the notion is that he served his time and now he wants to be a father.
Mm-hmm. He's a sex offender.
I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't interrupt you when you were talking.
Julian, okay, don't start this. Just talk. Please. Okay. Please, Ebony. It's okay. Ebony, calm down. Julian,
okay.
Just please talk.
Okay, you stated in your question that after he served his time,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So he served his 5 years, 10 years, 15 mm-hmm. years, 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants to be a father to the child that he forced you upon, right?
Correct.
Forced upon you, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
As a father, you're talking to a guy who was a father. As a father, I would never, ever go against any father that wants to be a father to their child.
Okay.
However, I do believe that this particular situation is highly it's different, but I think I'm going to say this: if this man, you know, obviously what happened to the woman was horrific and it was traumatic, and he deserved to be punished. He served his time. if it is proven that he served his time and he's a changed man, he's been rehabilitated, and he wants to step up to the plate and be a father to his child, as a father, I have no problem with any father wanting to be a father to their child.
Okay.
That's my answer.
Okay, well, my response to your thing before I answer mine, if a man can go and serve his time and he don't have the right to vote, the motherfucker can't rape me and have a right to my child. And my response to this is hell motherfucking no. Period.
Lisa,
you can chime in, say what you
got to say. So I'm going to share with everybody because I'm a product of a rape.
Oh.
My mom was date raped at the age of 17. My father did not serve time because she did not press charges against him. He went in the military. Later on in life, he got married. He had two children, so he has three girls. One outside the marriage, two in a marriage. My mom allowed my father to be a part of my life, but our relationship was really, really toxic. And for a long time, it took me a long time to realize why. I always felt like my mom and my dad treated me differently. My mom had three children. My dad had three children. They were never married to each other. They both married somebody else. But they always treated me differently than they treated their other children. My mom did not tell me till later on in life, in my 20s, late 20s, that she was raped. And leading up to that, my dad always tried to interject himself, be a participant in my life, in and out, in and out. Not really a consistent participant, but in and out. And I believe one of the reasons why is because every time he looked at me, it was a reminder of what had happened. And the same thing with my mom. So therefore, the way they handled me or the way they treated me is totally different from the way they treated the other two children that they both had inside of a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And to this very day, my dad and I do not have a solid relationship. Now, have I forgiven both of them? Yes, I have. Has the pain is not as intense as it was in my 20s and my 30s. Because now I really understand what's going on, and it wasn't just me, me feeling like I was less than or the black sheep, you know, from both of them. But my relationship, I have forgiven both of them. I try to keep it as humanly and loving as possible. I never really talked to my dad about it. My mom and I have talked about it. My father's mother, my grandmother have talked about it. My grandmother admitted to me that it did happen. When I told her that I knew, she asked me who told me. And I told her that my mom told me. She wanted to know why my mother told me. But my mom needed to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would always share with her that she treated me differently, or I felt like both of them treated me differently. Mm-hmm.
And she felt bad. She felt bad about it and needed to tell you,
Right. And regardless of how both of them wanted to love me, it still reflected
the hurt
upon me. Their emotions reflected upon me because of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And how it changed or altered both of their lives, you know. So regardless of how much they tell me they love me or how much, you know, how they treat me, every time they see me, it's a reminder of that's something they can't get away from.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But my mom did allow my dad to attempt to participate in my life. And, but it just never panned itself out because, like I said, she could get, she didn't have a choice because she had me there consistently. Mm-hmm. But with him, he had a choice because he was a man to participate or to not participate. If he didn't want to participate, then he just wasn't around, like so many absent parents, mm-hmm. you know. But when I see my father, I treat my father just like nothing ever happened because I have forgiven him. There was a long time we used to argue back and forth. I mean, back and forth. But now I try to make it as wholesome as I can for both
kudos
parents.
Kudos to you, Lisa. That's kudos to yes. you. And thank you for sharing yes. that.
Yeah.
I have a story in my life that is not that story, but it's a very similar story. Yeah, not with myself, but there is a person in my life who is a product of a rape. And he's had some struggles in his life because of it. So, yeah. So.
And we have to learn to get over those humps. Will the pain ever go away? Absolutely not. Some days may be better than other days, but ultimately at the end of the day, they still both your parents. You can't get away from that.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for sharing that, Lisa.
Oh, man. Yeah.
If a pregnant wife refuses to have intercourse during pregnancy and her husband cheats, is that the woman's fault, Julian?
What?
Are you serious?
ask the question again.
Oh my God!
Julian, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. What is it again?
If a pregnant wife refuses,
over there.
Huh? What?
So you passed out over there.
I guess our podcast bores him.
What was the question again? If a pregnant wife, what now?
If a pregnant wife refuses to have intercourse during pregnancy and her husband cheats, is that the woman's fault?
If a pregnant wife refuses to have sex with me during the pregnancy, is it her fault if I cheat?
Yes. Since you made it all about you, yes.
You goddamn right, it's her fault.
It is about me.
I'm sorry. She's pregnant. Pregnant pussy is premium. Okay, that's like premium cash. Pregnant pussy is 93.
I love how you put these titles.
Yeah, pregnant pussy is 93. Pregnant pussy is 93.
Wait a minute.
Let me finish. Pregnant pussy is 93. Experienced coochie is 89. And, you know, bottom of the bad pussy is 87. That's just what it is.
Why do you compare pussies to meat grades? Like, are you serious right now?
Yeah. Pregnant pussy is 93. Pregnant pussy has it's like, when you get in there, it's just, y'all ain't never been inside a pregnant pussy before, so y'all
we ain't never been inside of no pussies.
Yeah, y'all ain't never been inside of no pussies.
We won't ever be able to walk so down that.
I mean, like, no more than a finger or a tongue, but I'm just saying, we ain't been inside no pussies, except for when we were born.
Yeah, so pregnant pussy is 93. Yes, definitely. Pregnant pussy is premium crop.
And so that's a high quality pussy right there.
If you're not going to give me none of that quality pregnant pussy, we're going to have a problem. So I might have to cheat on you, and it's your goddamn fault. And I need you to take me back when I come back.
What?
Yeah, what the fuck you mean? I need you to forgive me because it's your fault because you keep me pussy. I need you to take me back.
So you basically gonna make her feel guilty for not giving you pussy and causing you to cheat. So that way, then she takes you back.
That's right. It's her fault for not giving me pussy.
Oh, my word.
It's her fault. Because it's her fault.
Wait, Julianne, but did you ever think that she might be trying to protect the baby?
That baby
especially if your thing can darken a room.
That baby is in a fucking bag, okay? Ain't nothing gonna happen to that goddamn baby. Come on with that pussy, girl. Let's go. Let's go. That baby is in a fucking sack. Okay? It's nothing gonna happen to that goddamn baby. Let's go.
Until that baby ready, huh?
Yeah, until it's ready to come out. Let's go.
She might squirm a little bit, huh?
I don't give a fuck how much she squirms. You better come on with that ass. Let's go.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just being... See, I'm being honest. And I'm not the only man who feels this way. There are millions of men who feel
this way. A lot of men like to have sex when women are pregnant.
Yeah, for real. I'm talking about, man, pregnant pussy is... That's premium gas. That's... frequent flyer miles. You understand what I'm saying? Like, pregnant pussy is like VIP.
Frequent flyer miles.
Pregnant pussy is VIP.
Did you just burp?
Pregnant pussy is VIP. Just burp.
Wait a minute.
I'm a little hurt.
All right, let me ask
is
my...
Is that the 1800 this is, coffee?
Yes, he's definitely drinking 1800 again this week. Clearly. What are you drinking, Julian?
I'm drinking... Who the fuck knows? Bottom line is this. Pregnant pussy is premium.
Okay.
High octane coochie.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Keeping along with the pregnancy stuff. If a woman knowingly gets pregnant by a married man, should he be entitled to pay child support?
Wow.
I'm going to go with Lisa first.
And she's intentionally gotten herself pregnant.
Yes.
Without him collaborating on that.
That is correct.
That's a sticky situation. I mean, he's obligated to pay child support. It's his child. Whether she should really expect it, I don't know, because it sounds like it's a little bit of manipulation there.
All right, and Ebony?
If he's not wearing a condom... yes, that fool's
Okay, listen. For the sake of this guy being a legit shady guy, because he's married, he's shady. So a legit guy, he was wearing a condom. He was wearing a condom that she provided, that she poked holes in. Let's stay on this side of things.
Oh, okay. Well, that he's a dumbass, because you never use condom that somebody gives you, especially a bitch that's fucking between you married. So I guess no, then. But the state is going to make you responsible anyway. So,
yeah, because it's you.
Exactly. He was fucking her. He was there. Yeah, he's responsible.
I disagree. I feel like if you did some shady doings to get you a baby, it's bitch because you wanted a baby. Now you got a baby.
Nobody said that about Mary Jane when she was fucking sticking that turkey baster inside.
And if that bitch would have got pregnant, if she would have got pregnant from that shit, guess what, bitch? You got a fucking baby. Take care of it.
Yes, TV show.
You went anyway. And stole my fucking sperm to have yourself a baby. You got yourself a baby. I have nothing to do with that shit. So I'm still standing on the ground. That's that bitch's baby. Julian? Here we go again.
Ground control to Major Tom. The fuck you at?
Hey. Slow, hold up. Okay, hold up. If a woman gets pregnant by a married man, see, that's a different situation, you know. Let's be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
How far is she gonna poke a hole in the guy? Well, if she's supplying the condom and she poked a hole in the condom, then
yes.
Okay, well, if you're telling me that I went to a woman's house, I'm a married man, and I went to a woman's house and she supplied the condom and she poked a hole in it and she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that, yeah, you should still pay because you were being stupid. You're supposed to blow your own condom. That's like smoking the blunt that's already rolled up. You're responsible for anything that happens to you at that point.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a different situation. Yeah.
I just disagree with that shit.
Okay,
Julian, you got the topic for today. So, what we talking about? We letting the thing run this one. So, go ahead and run.
My question was, if a woman gets pregnant by a man,
mm-hmm.
and the man has made it clear to her, I do not want to be with you. I do not want to have a baby by you. Here is the money for the abortion. And that woman has the baby. Anyway, in spite of, is the man still liable for child support? Should he be forced to take care of that child?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot.
State's going to make him pay.
I mean,
but
you had unprotected sex with this woman.
Right.
And she ends up pregnant. And she tells you, and you say, here's $585. I don't know how much it costs for abortion. I never had one. But I'm just saying $585 for an abortion. Get rid of it. And then you just walk off.
You a dummy.
Now, you really thought she was going to get an abortion. That's the first thing.
I'm going shopping.
I'm going to pay a bill. As a matter of fact, I think I'm pregnant right now. I need to make a phone call. Like,
right.
Wait a minute.
How much are abortions? I might need to be pregnant.
I'm pregnant right now. You better go to the clinic with me.
Wait a minute. Oof. So I told you, Shari.
Mm-hmm.
Shari, I do not want a baby by you.
Then why is you fucking with no condom?
Wait a minute.
Where's the condom at then, Julian?
Let me finish. Mm. I told you, I do not want a baby by you. Mm. I do not want you in that way. Yeah, we had fun.
By you? What's wrong with me?
And here is the money.
He doesn't want his baby coming out of your vagina.
What's wrong with my vagina? You was in my vagina? What is wrong? What? Come on.
Because he was shooting your club up, baby.
Club is shot the fuck up.
I gave you the money. I told you that I did not want you. And I gave you the money. More than enough money for the abortion.
What's more than enough, Julian? What's more than enough?
I'll just say I'll give you $1,000 cash money. You're going to force somebody to be in your life that don't want you, that don't want to be around you?
I'm about about to get 18 years of $1,000. What are you talking about? I'm about to get 18 years of $1,000. What are you talking about? This is a win-win. I just used your $1,000 to go get my weave tightened up. Or, bitch, $1,000 for a new weave.
Okay, so I'm having a conversation with women who receive Section 8 or something like that. That's what this is?
Hell no.
I'm talking to women. Everybody on this phone receive Section 8. You talking about government assistance?
No.
That's the only thing.
They're not going to give it to none of us.
Yes.
Well,
I ain't never had Section 8 in my life. Okay. Not even my mama had it.
What I'm saying is, if a man has come to you, if you go to a man and you tell a man, hey, I'm pregnant, and that man looks you in your face and says, look, I don't want no baby by you. You cool and all. Here goes $1,000. Get rid of it. You feel me? You mean to tell me you're going to force that man to stay in your life?
Yes, that's an insult. The way you just said, that's an insult. Guess what?
Sorry, he doesn't want his baby coming out of your vagina.
We gonna get $1,000 every month. $1,000, $18,000.
So you mean to tell me you're going to
give me your check.
Come get your kid, nigga.
Wow.
Thang Thang Junior in the house.
So y'all don't want nothing to do with y'all.
You ain't got to have nothing to do with me, but you gonna take care of your kid.
Wow. That's awful.
No, you awful. You're not putting a Jimmy on your thingling.
You know what? You're right. The man may have been wrong for not wearing a condom, but guess what?
But see, that's what he has to suffer, Julian.
He gave you the money for you to take care of the kids, but for you to take care
of the kids. He'll be an irresponsible.
And Lil Thang Thang is going to have a nice career because of that.
That he didn't have his own condoms. He was irresponsible for, number one, going outside the marriage. He was irresponsible
for thinking he would just go ahead and do it and not follow
with her.
We're not talking about a married man.
No, he's not married.
Why do you keep fading in and out?
No, we're not. Julie. We're not.
Put your mouth on the mic, Julie. Even if he's not married,
it was still irresponsible as a single man.
Okay, so even if he is, hold on, wait a minute, ladies.
Julian, I am on the microphone.
I just need clarification here. Now listen, I know, wait a minute. I know we laughing and we joking and we talk shit, but I'm asking you guys a serious question. So I need this for my own clarification.
Okay. So we'll get serious.
I'm being serious.
Okay.
Ask the question again, Julian. I'm being for real because I need to know because, you know, people are going to hear this and I need women to hear y'all's real response.
Seriously. Okay, Julian, ask
the question
again.
So you mean to tell me.
Ask the question again,
if
Julian.
If a man comes, you and a man are having sex, mm-hmm. and you get pregnant, and you say, hey, Tyrone, Craig, James, whoever he is, hey, I'm pregnant. And he looks at you and he says, sorry, Lisa, Ebony, listen, you cool and all, but I don't want to have a baby by you. Look. Never mind the fact I don't want to have a baby by you.
You already said that.
Let's stick with that. Mm-mm. I don't want to have a baby by you, Shari. I don't want to have a baby by you, Lisa. I don't want to have a baby by you, Ebony. So because I don't want to have a baby by you, here's $1,000 to take care of the abortion. Here's the money. You mean to tell me y'all are going to steal force this man to stay in your life, and he doesn't even want to. The man paid up front for the abortion so he wouldn't have to even deal with you. And you are going to stay in his life?
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Ebony.
He still does not want to have no baby with me. He still didn't put no condom on his ding-a-ling.
Okay, but we passed the condom thing. We're not even talking. We passed the condom because he gave you money for an abortion, so we know you can't hold that.
Okay, you didn't even care about my motherfucking feelings at all.
So you're going to have a baby by him because he hurt your feelings?
And I'm probably going to tell my pregnant kids so I get $1,000 from his ass.
Wow.
Okay. But seriously, all honesty. I'm not keeping your baby because I'm gonna have to kill you sometime along this 18 years of life.
I mean, for real, why would you do that? The man paid you up front and told you.
I mean, I've never had an abortion.
Wanted a baby.
I've never had an abortion, so it's easy for me to say that I would just abort the baby. Because I don't want to deal with your ass. But people that have had abortions, they may have other feelings so they can elaborate. But me, personally, I know the kind of mother that I am and the person I am. I raised my kids without a father. I've done that before. These is my kids. So I would be the person. I probably wouldn't have an abortion, but I probably wouldn't bother your ass either. I wouldn't have found no child support on you. Or nothing.
Right.
I wouldn't expect for you to be a father, and I wouldn't even expect the child to even, like, later on, like, listen, I did something that he didn't agree with, and that was keeping you. Please leave that man alone. And that's just it.
I'm just like this. When you don't want to have, just like when you make time for things that are important, just like when you don't want to have a baby with somebody, you wrap that shit up.
Look, we passed the condom thing. You gave me $1,000 for an abortion.
Okay, so
have the abortion. Let me take your ass to the clinic because I don't want you in my life for 18 years. I don't want you. I don't like you like that.
Your pussy is mediocre at best. You gonna pay.
Everybody is gonna make you keep your baby. Because your attitude is stink-a-dank-dank.
You're going to pay for this baby, young man.
Young man, you are a father to 20. Because your attitude is stank. Women are going to do that to spite you.
Exactly.
But you know what I've learned?
It really depends on the woman, I think, and who you have to
If they told me that, if a man told me after I got pregnant, that he did not want to have a baby with me, or this is my situation, I went to him, told him I was pregnant, he did not respond the same thing. His silence meant that he did not want to have a baby either.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, based on the circumstances that were going on in my life, I had just had one in less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then to turn around and have another one, knowing the financial situation I was already in, and now especially knowing that this person is not going to help you,
mm-hmm.
I had to do what I felt was best for me at that time.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa, listen, you were not wrong because you did what was best for you at that time. That doesn't make you a bad person. You did what was best for you.
See, this is the thing. You're paying her $1,000. Thank you. You done gave her $1,000, but that might have not been what was best for her.
Right.
Because let me tell you something, Julian. Let me tell you something that what men do not think about. They do not think about the fact that sometimes these abortions can cause a woman to be infertile and never be able to have children for the rest of her life.
Well, the mental and the emotional part of it is that you don't feel like yourself. I've always felt a little lesser than because of a bad decision that I made.
You know what I would tell, you know what, I know this is going to sound really fucked up.
It is
going to
sound
really
fucked up because you're a man and you can never experience any of that. So anything that come out your mouth is going to be fucked up. So give us your fucked up
shit. No, wait a minute.
Shit.
I would never tell, listen, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me say this. I do believe in a woman's right to choose what I've had. Listen, I've gotten a woman pregnant, and the woman went and had an abortion behind my back. And you see what I'm saying? So, me personally, I don't believe in abortion. I don't know what I believe one way or another. I just know that I believe that it's a woman's right to choose whatever a woman chooses. I'm behind her 100%. But I will tell men this: I think that when you're out here having sex, you know, and out here sleeping with this one and that one, I think that if you, more than likely, if men, you know, how can I say this without it sounding fucked up? It's so fucked up for me to say. I don't think men should be sleeping. I don't think if a man is below the poverty line, I don't think he should be out here having unprotected sex. I don't think, and I don't think a man should be having sex with a woman who lives below the poverty line.
So then that
I don't
means,
but I think
that means
I
that
think,
means the death rate about to go up because that's fucking goddamn
but those
half
women
the
are
fucking
not
population
the only
women. Are below
those
are
the
poverty
only people
line.
That have abortion. So
no, I think those are individual choices. What I mean when I say that is, if you don't have any drive, if you don't have any hustle, and all you want to do is lay up all motherfucking day, when your mission when you wake up in the morning as a man, your mission when you wake up is to get you some pussy, and you ain't got a pot to piss in nor a window to throw it out, you don't need to be getting a chick pregnant. And let's just flip it around.
You have a bunch of murderers out here. These dudes.
Let's say a woman is making good money handling her business, and she attracts some bum ass nigga who ain't got shit to offer, who ain't got a part to piss in or a woman to throw out, and she get pregnant by him, and she see that he don't have no drive. He don't have no drive. He don't got no hustle. See, I don't want people to get it misconstrued. It's not about money. It's about if a person don't have the will and the wherewithal and the hustle and the motivation and ambition to do better, you simply bringing a child in this world ain't gonna make a goddamn difference. Just like a baby ain't gonna keep no marriage together, a baby ain't gonna keep no relationship together, a baby ain't gonna make a motherfucker do no better than he want to if he don't want to. So,
but sometimes
means you can just go shoot up every club that you see. And be like, here's $1,000 for you, $1,000 for you, $1,000 for you.
No, 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 no. See, I don't
and the
get
blessing,
you.
The blessing is not for like, him. Like, that child
why do y'all keep,
her
why y'all
life.
Keep calling these kids a blessing? There ain't no fucking blessing.
The child what? Could change her
you don't,
life.
Time out. No time blessing. Out now. You don't think little Juliana isn't a blessing?
Listen. We be honest here. My daughter was a blessing at the time because I was married to her mother.
So you only can be married to get it a blessing?
I'm just saying that everybody got to get it. Okay, hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. I just want to be clear. Sorry, for the sake of conversation, because I just need clarification. For the sake of conversation, you have six goddamn children.
I do.
Right?
I have six kids.
Okay, so let's say you have six. Yeah, because you do. Shari does have six goddamn children. Okay, so you have six children, Shari.
Mm-hmm.
And you make $30,000 a year taking care of six small goddamn children. You mean to tell me some piece of shit man come nutting in you and giving you a seventh child? That's a blessing?
Yes.
Me and little
seven
blessing.
Baby.
That's an income tax return. That ain't no fucking blessing. Sir, that ain't no blessed person. Let's be no, Shari, that is not. You are catching hell working three goddamn jobs to make ends meet taking care of your three goddamn children.
And I've only worked one job at a time my whole life.
I'm not talking about you in your current life, Shari. We're talking about a hypothetical situation.
Don't be talking about my relevant children if we speak it hypothetically. I mean, I have six kids. I did not birth all of those six children, but they are all six mine.
I'm sorry, Shari. You didn't even birth all six of those children.
They are my children, and I raised them.
I'm saying you have given birth.
They've all had other kids and not named those children after me, and I'm in my feelings about that.
That is not the same thing, Shari. That's bullshit. And you know what? You're being dishonest to your listeners. I'm talking about a woman who has six goddamn children, who birthed six children by maybe four or five different men, who has three jobs combined, three baby daddies.
Thank you for my six children.
Come on with that. Sorry, look, I'm talking about a woman who has six children from three or four different men who makes
two kids apiece, who works three jobs.
Sorry,
that was three happy
and making
homes.
Maybe $30,000 a year.
You mean to tell me
number seven? Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me number seven? The next child, number seven, the woman
seven is a lucky number.
Jobs.
She's definitely that's having baby blessing. Seven. Yes, that's a lucky number. God bless me, and it's a seventh child.
You know what? This one is going to be the one that makes sure I don't have to work three jobs.
I'm not having a responsible conversation here.
I'm having a joking conversation. I was trying to have a serious conversation with three women. Like y'all are not telling the, come on, for real.
Ain't no way in hell
y'all gonna see you on this fucking
baby
air
is a blessing.
Change. That is not no fucking blessing. I'm catching it. I make $30,000 a year and I got six children and
how you know what's gonna bless somebody else's life?
Fuck somebody else's life. What about mine?
You should have thought about that. You should have put a condom on that shit.
Okay.
That fucking 2 minutes weren't worth it, was it?
Okay.
Should have put a condom on that shit. Okay. It's fucking end of the line. It's fucking it. I can't listen to your ranting anymore.
The
baby's gonna be here. You're gonna pay fucking child support, whether you like it or fucking not. You should have wrapped that shit up.
Let me tell y'all something.
If you don't wanna have a baby, put a condom on your dick. Or else you're gonna be having
a baby. Do not have sex with women who live in the poverty. Don't be fucking with these women who make below poverty line wages. Don't fuck with these broke ass.
Everybody knows that the girls with the best coochie is below the poverty line.
Fuck no, because I had some six finger coochie that was real. Anyway, point I'm trying to make is
you got rid of her. You ain't with her now.
Yeah, who is Boyd?
Who? Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is this. Fellas, do not have
a condom on your dick.
Condoms.
Don't get them hoes pregnant. The more chicken, Burger King, CNA type chicks, don't get them pregnant.
Oh, see, now you're fucking with our listeners talking about CNAs and shit. It doesn't matter. There are bitches who are not in the projects who fall in love with people.
Damn, look, we ain't talking about love. We ain't talking about love. We talking about dick and pussy.
That's what we're talking about. How is he a sorry ass dude? It's the same shit. How is he sorry if he told you he don't want you, he don't want to have a baby by you, and he gave you money to get an abortion? He's a sorry ass. He's the nigga that got you pregnant and disappeared on you. He's the nigga that got you pregnant, put a thousand dollars cash in your face and say go handle it. He's sorry. He don't want you. Maybe he gave me
$1,000
to go handle that. I'm thinking, okay, shit. He gave me money for the crib, for diapers, for bottles. Yeah.
No, you ain't thinking that because I told you I don't want you. Oh, so you really was broke.
You ain't got to have me. You ain't got to have me, but you gonna have his baby, though. What the diapers?
Goo goo gaga, little Fang Fang Junior.
Wow, you're like, y'all. Y'all just will bring anything in the world. Huh? Y'all will use y'all coochie as a talent.
This joke is saying y'all bring anything in the world. You know what? We brought life into the world.
Julie.
Little Julie.
Are your parents still married?
No, my parents were never married. My mom and my dad.
So they just brought anything to the fucking world.
Yeah, they had a PSO.
That piece of trash shit that he is right there.
Yeah, listen, I do not subscribe to the theory that baby children are a blessing. No, the fuck, they're not. That's bullshit. And it is that fucking theory. They got people out here with way more motherfucking kids that they can afford to take care of.
So you don't believe that the new baby that you having is a blessing?
Okay, well, this has nothing to do with me personally.
Since you went there,
I'll address this because you went there. I didn't go there. But since you went there, and I told you that this has nothing to do with me personally.
I know that. Oh, my gosh. The child that I am allegedly having,
it's not a blessing for me because I didn't want the situation. However, to the woman who's having the child, she's never been pregnant before in her life. So it may be a great blessing to her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a blessing to her. Yeah.
Okay, good.
So did you give her money and tell her not to have this kid?
Oh my gosh, I did not give her money.
I did not give her money and tell her not to have the kid because she has no children at all.
Did you have a conversation with her beforehand? Like, did y'all talk beforehand? Did you say, I do not believe
in abortion. Okay. However, let me state this again. I do not believe in abortion. Had this woman would have come to me and say, hey, I don't want to have any children, then I would have financed whatever she needed me to finance. She does not live below the poverty line. She does not need money like most women have to have a man attached to them who makes a significant amount of money.
$9,000 for 18 years.
See, the average woman need a nigga to, he got a good job, so yeah, I need this amount of money from him. I need that amount. No, she got her own sack. So what I'm saying is, me and her had a conversation.
It's not about the sack in this situation. It's about him being disrespectful and saying, bitch, I don't want you. I'm not trying to have a baby with you.
So you want me to come to you and say,
Hey, look, all I'm saying is,
I would tell fellas, do not have sex with these women that are below the poverty line. If you yourself are struggling, do not be out here trying to have sex with women. If she get government assistance, don't stick your dick in her. That's real. If you make money and you got your shit together and you find something on Section 8 or something in the projects, don't do it, son. If she drive a motherfucking Honda Accord, don't give her no dick. I'm telling you right now. Don't fuck with her. If she drive a fucking Kia Sophia or one of them fucking Dodge Challengers, because you know that got Section 8 written all over it. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now. One of them fucking Hyundai Sonatas. If she drive a Hyundai Sonata, a Kia Sophia, a Honda Civic, a Nissan Altima, don't do it. I'm telling you. Don't fuck with it. I'm telling you, fellas, don't do it.
What cars?
I said a Nissan Altima, a Hyundai Sonata, a Kia, and a motherfucking Dodge Challenger, and a Honda Civic. Don't do it, fellas. And I told you on the Camry. Can't forget about them Camry driving ass bitches. Don't do it, fellas. Do not do it. I'm telling you. Especially if them hoes got tinted windows on their cars. Don't do it. And then them fucking Chevy Malibus. She ain't got enough credit to get an Impala, so she got a fucking Malibu. Don't give her no dick. I'm telling you that shit right now. Because she going to have your ass tied up in court trying to pay her for the car note and say it's child support. I'm telling you that shit right now.
Oh, my gosh.
You are so ignorant.
Ignorant.
I'm telling the truth, serious.
Oh, my goodness.
Got time.
Lisa.
I ain't got time.
Lisa? You done made Lisa go to sleep on us now?
Oh. Lisa.
Damn.
You lost Lisa?
We done lost Lisa.
Man, we done lost Lisa.
She probably hung up on us like Julie did last week.
No, she's still on the call. She might have been, I don't know, she might be at the restroom anywhere. You just never know.
Oh, okay.
She might be using a vibrator.
Oh, she might be. We can't hear her, so she's not using it, because you definitely make noise when you use those things. Anyway, y'all, it's been a great, lovely show. Julian, why don't you tell everyone where to find us?
You can find us on Apple, find us on Stitcher, holler at us on Instagram, find us on Facebook, right?
Right.
All right. And,
Radio Breaker, Google Play.
That's right, Google Play, Spotify. Radio for all that. Spotify.
Yes.
We all over the place, man. We all over the place.
We everywhere.
And as I say, at sometimes partying, may the gates around your home keep you away from garbage, common ghetto trash, and all of your children speak perfectly good English.
Unless they're aborted. Because Julian pays $1,000 to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to be around common ghetto trash. And I need my children to speak perfectly good English.
All right. Ebony?
So, I can't entertain that shit what you're talking about right now. You just on some drunk shit.
I'm not drunk. I'm sober. And we're saying our goodbyes, ma'am.
Okay. Goodbye. At a beautiful mess 36 on Instagram. You can find me at Ebony Kendall Elements on Instagram. You can find me at Ebony Sims on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We are the Naturally Unbothered Podcast, and as usual, we are completely unbothered by any fucking thing that anybody got to say or do. Right?
Like, totally unbothered.
Till next time, y'all. Have a good night.
Toodles.
I know you've been wondering who makes those intros and outro beats for Naturally Unbothered Podcast. Well, that is none other than the Arcline Music Group out of ATL. Tori, their producer, he is phenomenal. He just dropped his first new album called First Corinthians. You can listen to that on Apple Music. And if you need some beats, hey, let us know. We'll get you in contact with Mr. Tori himself. Thanks for the beats.